Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Fred Schenkelberger. One of the things we do, and it's so foundational, fundamental, we often don't even think about it, is we make measurements. We conduct experiments, we make observations, and we track and monitor processes or systems, and we make measurements. We measure voltage, we measure current, we measure size, mass, length, color, and on and on and on. This is how we basically verify that a product is reliable, is that we monitor its functions or its characteristics over time. And we do this with oftentimes without thinking a whole lot about that measurement system. Now, in some cases, if we're just checking to see if this desk will fit through the doorway without having to turn it, I might get out a tape measure or just hold my hands out and say, oh, it's about this wide, and walk over to the door as a rough check. Now, that measurement system, just kind of gauging it with holding my hands apart, is pretty fraught with error. It's not a very precise or accurate measurement of the width of the table, yet it suffices in order to do that particular task. Now, when we're measuring functionality, or we're measuring time to failure, or we're measuring other characteristics of a product, that may involve the decision that is redesign or recall or alter the product in some way or a manufacturing process, we're talking thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars at risk based on our measurements. So in those cases, it's often very much worth spending the time to make sure that your measurement is good, that it's not a random number generator. And so early in my career, I was taught about a process called gauge R&R, or just the idea of measurement system analysis and the various ways that things could creep into error into a measurement process. And it never became more apparent to me than when I was doing some thermal conditioning of some products, an accelerated life test. And I noticed that the products on the top of the chamber in the upper right-hand corner were aging much, much faster than the ones in the lower shelves. And I figured it had something to do with airflow and that heat rises and so on. Yet I needed a way to measure it. And so I got some thermocouples and I hung them into this chamber and turned it on with all the products in it, just measuring the air temperature. And I observed through those measurements that the lower part of the chamber was much warmer than the upper part. Well, this didn't make much sense to me. So I thought, I wonder if my thermocouplers are any good. And so I went and got a beaker and boiled the water, and I figured I'm pretty close to sea level. It should be at 212 degrees. Well, I had 8 thermocouples, right? And I had my little data logger on the side that I could measure the temperature that they were going to read. And all 8 in the same beaker of boiling water at the same time, not touching each other as best as I could manage, read from 180 degrees Fahrenheit to 240 degrees Fahrenheit. The ability of these little cheap thermocouples to accurately measure temperature was pretty bad. And it happened that the temperature error in those readings gave me this false impression of what was going on inside this chamber. So did a little bit of research, got some better measurement systems, thermocouples that were called precision thermocouples, guaranteed to be within 1% of the actual values. First thing I did was put them in a bucket of ice water and then in a boiling beaker full of water and measured 0 plus or minus. That was about 2 degrees. And at boiling, it was plus or minus about 3 degrees. And I thought, well, that's way better. Went back and put them in the chamber that I had my concerns about and confirmed that the upper racks had a much higher temperature than the lower part of the chamber. So talking to some folks that know about thermal chambers, we adjusted the baffles and the airflow and changed the way the racks were configured and got it to within about 5 degrees. Now, I could have just put my products in there, run the test, done the analysis, made a conclusion, and been wrong. But stepping back and paying attention to the measurement system helped us avoid that propagation of error from a simple measuring device like a thermocouple into the conclusions about the longevity estimates for this product. Please don't make that mistake. Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?